News. I'm Laura Winters.
I got my usual warm reception from Congressman Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Fresh off the State of the Union, President Biden in Philadelphia Friday.
Folks, our freedoms really are on the ballot this November. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans are trying to take away our freedoms. That's not an exaggeration. Well, guess what? We will not let him.
Reaction from the President's State of the Union speech Thursday night, Wisconsin Senator Republican Ron Johnson telling Fox News, it was a speech by an angry old man. If things are all that great, if everything is coming up roses, you would think he would be in a better mood. Former President Trump taking to his social media platform, Truth Social, to weigh in on Biden's State of the Union address.
Joe Biden is on the run from his record and lying like crazy to try and escape accountability for the horrific devastation he and his party have created. All the while, they continue the very policies that are causing this horror show to go. We cannot take it any longer as a country.
In another interesting development out of the State of the Union event, ousted New York Congressman Republican George Santos in attendance. He writes on X that he's running for office again. Santos, like all former members who have not been convicted of a felony, has access to the House floor and was able to attend the president's speech. U.S. Capitol Police arresting a Gold Star father for heckling President Biden during the State of the Union. The man's son was a Marine killed along with 12 other service members in that suicide bombing during President Biden's botched withdrawal from Afghanistan back in 2021. Officers leading the man out of the gallery, he was arrested for disrupting Congress. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Now, before boarding Air Force One to campaign in Philly, reporters asking the president if he'll debate former President Trump if he is the Republican nominee. To that, Biden replies,
it depends on his behavior.
The president saying there, it depends on his behavior. And Vice President Kamala Harris weighing in on whether Biden should debate Trump.
We'll get to that at some point and we'll deal with that.
To Texas now, where the Smokehouse Creek wildfire that has destroyed more than 1 million acres of the Texas panhandle is now about 75% contained. Fire crews trying to bring the flames under control. Meanwhile, the Texas A&M Forest Service says its investigators have come to the conclusion that power lines ignited both the Smokehouse Creek fire and the nearby Windy Deuce fire. At least 2 people killed, homes destroyed, and thousands of cattle killed as well. Xcel Energy, the main power provider in the Texas panhandle, denies its equipment was the cause of these wildfires. And she hopes to be an inspiration to women around the world. USA's Ryan Daniels on the first woman to sail solo all the way around the globe. Here's his report.
29-year-old Cole Brower grew up on Long Island. Now, she's a global solo challenge champion, sailing into Spain early Thursday after a 30,000-mile adventure. She was forced to sail through hurricane-force winds and 30-foot-high waves at certain points.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.